Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we start. That's okay. You didn't hear me, so let me repeat it if it's okay.
Voice was on there 5 seconds.
The countdown. Yeah, exactly. They're going to say Angel Coaches Radio. I've got to get that done, and it's in the process. But so let me ask you this. This is cool because we're going to talk about fear, dealing with fear, having courage, having zero fear, and how do you get to that point in your life where you can just deal with things and the dealing with them and having the courage to look at them, health, money, relationship, whatever it may be, you and your sweetheart are doing that. You yourself are doing that. And so how do you get to that point where you face your fears? Or do you ever hide? I don't think you do, but I may be wrong, because you guys have a sweet relationship and you have a great relationship with yourself.
No, I don't ever. No, hiding is not something that we do. Yeah, we just take care of whatever. You know, we just deal with whatever comes up. Yeah. Fear? Yeah. How do I deal with fear?
Yes.
That's right.
There you go. See, that's why she's here. She knows all of this stuff. You know, I'm just so used to it, and then she knows the why of it. She says, I don't have any fear because I trust in God.
That's great. So let me ask you this.
That fear is lack of faith.
Fear is lack of faith. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Okay. As I said, people are calling in, or would like to call in on your shows. But I'm not taking calls right now, or you're not taking them because you're getting used to it. But the girl that just, she's a client of mine. She said, for relationships, I'm afraid he's not going to come. So have faith in God that he's going to come, or have faith in God that there's somebody better.
You have faith in God that your life is planned out.
Yeah.
And you're going to follow that.
Yeah. She said, we have faith in God that your life is planned out. And what, hon? And what?
So you don't question it.
Right, so you just don't question. You just let it happen in God.
Okay. That's good. So you just trust that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you girls the question again. All right, so you're trusting in God that it's going to happen. But what if you've got your heart on the person that you feel is that's supposed to happen, and it hasn't happened yet?
Guess what?
I love you guys. Tell me. Okay.
It's probably not the person you're supposed to have.
Right. No doors have opened.
Right. No doors have opened.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you saying? He or she is just a dress rehearsal until the real one gets here?
Yeah.
And you'll know.
Oh, yeah. You'll know when the real one gets there.
Okay. How do you know?
Yeah. She said a joy in your heart. You'll know.
Okay. Was that how it was for you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Eventually.
Eventually?
Yeah, she's a little slow, but yeah that's what it was.
You guys are too funny.
Go through a lot of not right ones that we thought were, especially me, you know, that thought, yeah, this is it, you know, this is it, and I'm just going to die if that, this relationship, and I thought I was going to die. Because of the depression and all that stuff, the deep, deep depression. And, you know, because I was so deeply hurt by the person that I trusted, and they betrayed me. And, I mean, this has happened so many times because I'm such a trusting, you know, just blindly into And it really was, literally, blindly, because people around me were trying to tell me what was going on, and I couldn't see it.
Some of it's youth.
Huh?
Some of it's youth.
Yeah, yeah.
When they're younger.
Yeah, when you're younger. She says,
okay.
It is youth when you're younger, you know, you... She goes
you
through
had...
that stuff, but, yeah.
Okay.
Every relationship that I went into, that was it for me. No matter
forever.
Yeah, no matter what, I was going to try to make it work, and I tried to make it work, and it didn't. So I was devastated every time.
Okay. You were devastated every time, and say you were a lot younger. I know you're 71 years young, and you and Dane have been together for 25 years.
Yeah.
So when you were younger. And that you thought that was Miss Wright for you, Mrs. Wright or whatever, and it turned out that she wasn't. So that fear was. Did you ever have a fear of getting into a relationship, or did you just jump into it like a child, like a kid? Because I feel like that we.
Right into it.
Okay.
Even at our age, I don't think you did.
Huh? What?
I don't think we either jumped. Right into it, that U-Haul
moving. Yeah.
It was
years. Yeah. This, our relationship right now, yeah, we didn't jump right into it. I mean, we knew, but, yeah, it was a long time before she actually moved out here.
Okay.
But, I mean,
and,
she came out on the weekends
yeah.
at that time. She was working, and I was working, and so she was...
But as Therese says, you can know someone for a long time until you move in together.
There you go. Yeah.
And then,
oh, man.
See, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
That is so true.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you, Dane.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yep.
I try to tell that to people because they want to get to that point where they're living together. I was like, man, enjoy this time of courting and dating and getting to know each other. Even if you live together 90% of the time, you still have that home.
Oh, yeah.
And that's part of learning trust. That's cool. I get it. So that's a good point, Dane. Thank you. Because I'm like, yeah. So trusting and having courage. And my client here is sitting there. She's thinking. And she goes, and her next question, do you think he's for me? And I'm going to say to her, and I'm saying it now, go listen again to what these girls just shared with you. If you have to work too much and it doesn't flow, it's probably not the right guy
for it. For it, then no, it's not supposed to be.
Yeah, it does take effort, but not struggle.
Yeah.
Effort and struggle are different.
Right.
Explain the difference. I know the difference, but I want to hear you say it in your words.
A struggle, I guess, leaves sadness and disappointment and not understanding what's going on.
Okay.
A challenge is this is something we have to work through. Are you ready to do that? And that's
yeah. Okay, good. And effort is like looking at yourself in the mirror every morning saying, I want to be the best version of myself. I can be for me,
right.
for my guy, girl, sweetheart, whatever you want to call that person, and for the relationship, right?
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's good. So, you know, thank you. You guys made an impact on her. Okay. So she's like, I'm getting it. So, all right. And that kind of thing. How about health challenges, health fears? Have you guys ever had any fears about your health?
No. I mean, we just
have really
anyway. Help
fears.
Oh no! As much as I've been through, I'm just gonna do what I need to do to get through it.
Yeah,
I've not been afraid. But you did ask me if I'm afraid about this kidney disease, and I have anxiety, and I would only be anxious about going to a new doctor. That is hard for me. But taking care of the illness does not throw me into a tailspin.
Right.
Because it's just the way it is, and what do I need to do to take care of it?
So you're not afraid of the illness.
No,
you're afraid of the new doctor.
Well, I'm afraid of any any new people.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's something that you deal with, right?
That
one of your. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So go ahead. I want to hear this.
But I just said I am working on that.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you and I have conversations. Okay.
Now we do. Yes, I was afraid to do it.
Yeah. Tony was our translator, remember?
Oh, God.
Anyway, you've come a long way there, Jane. And I know that you've had a lot of time to think because you had surgery and think and pray and meditate however you meditate. And that's probably helped, right?
Right.
Okay, good. Well, you're working on it. Listen. That's cool. And Tony, yeah, I appreciate that so much because I know it was a real challenge. How about you, Tony? Are you afraid of any health challenges you've ever had?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank God I am very healthy. You know, the only problems I've ever had are like breaking stuff.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the furniture or the glasses? Because Dana, you and Dana told me stories about that. But you're like your bones or your sprains or whatever?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I broke my wrist, fell off a ladder, broke my wrist. Got my leg, my femur caught in between a piece of equipment and a pallet at my work and broke my left femur. So.
It was painful, but you were afraid, right?
Yeah. No, I wasn't afraid ever. Of anything, you just go through it.
Were you afraid that it would never come back?
Oh, no.
Like full function?
No, I just, you know.
Did not dwell on that.
No.
Maybe
you
that's
know,
the
I mean,
key.
Life is a day-by-day process for me.
Okay.
You know, you just get up and go and do it.
Right. So both of you guys will go to the doctors, whatever you feel. You're going to the natural path for your Heidi, for your depression, but you also back it up with your doctor. And so you never had any fear. When you were at yoga and people could go and bend easier than you could, did you think, will I ever get to that point? Were you afraid you weren't? Or did you just know you would?
No,
I don't think you compare yourself.
Oh, no.
You only write down what you're achieving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. So never compare yourself. We'll build the fear. Work on it. And when you say working on it, what does that mean? Break that down. Because we were like, you'll get questions about that. What does working on it mean when you have a fear?
As far as yoga, her stretch is being better every week.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I know. She's the one that I do yoga now because of what she told me, you know, and shared with me. Okay, and...
What did you say?
I said I do yoga now because of what you, your own, your peace of mind and what you achieved with your body, right? Because,
yeah.
That's good. Okay, so I've got a question for you guys. All right, you said taking it day by day. Dane, you said you have a fear. Sometimes you have a little fear about meeting new people, meeting a new doctor, but you're working on it.
A lot of fear. I mean, she.
A lot.
I mean, as far fear.
It can be debilitating.
Yeah, her fear. You know, I guess we were talking about fear.
It's anxiety.
Her anxiety.
60 seconds.
Can be debilitating for her. So.
Okay.
We really have to work on it.
Work on it means taking. Under the care of a psych doctor that works with me and a counselor works with me, and we talk about it, and then I take an anxiety medicine.
Well, you're working on it, and you're just not setting on it. Cool. I like it. You guys, I want to do more of this because you guys have got some great ideas and advice. And by the way, it's working. Dane, you're talking to me on a radio show. How cool is that? I know, but you add a lot. You and Tony are quite the team. Anyway, you guys, we're going to you look up these girls on Earth Angel 477 on Instagram, okay? They got some cool stuff. They're in business, cat kitty business, And we love them. And, guys, we'll see you next week, okay? So, Tony, I'm going to call you right back. All right, everybody. Take care. Bye.